Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A brand new feature at the upcoming 40th North American International Livestock Exposition will be the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Competition, part of the rodeo November 14, 15, and 16. Dan Plaster, president and CEO of their national association, here with a description of one of the events.
First part of the course, you go in and shoot the blue balloons. You holster that gun, reach for your other gun, and come down and shoot the last five balloons. And usually they're in a line 36 feet apart. And the whole thing to it, it's a time event, so holster changing is a big deal.
No, they don't use live ammunition, figuring that would put a dent in audience numbers. Seriously, coming up with an audience-friendly ammo was one of their first challenges.
What we shoot is a 45, all of them are 45 single action, just like in the old Westerns. And they've got a primer, the shell, and it's filled with 2F black powder. And it's crimped on the end. So actually, you don't have a projectile. What you have coming out is burning embers that break the balloons. It'll reach out 20 feet, but not past 20 feet.
They have about 60 different courses or stages and use other weapons.
And understand, when you're shooting any kind of long gun, whether it be shotgun or rifle, you're almost always going to have to let go of the reins, and you're going to have to guide that horse with your legs. So it's fun-filled and it's action.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Dan Plaster says the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association membership at 13,000 strong is growing, on average, about 3 members per day. In recent years at Western venues, their audiences have been booming too, and he's excited to be coming east to the North American, where he thinks attendees will enjoy the action.
And it's like barrel racing, except there's barrel racers only have one stage. We have 60 different stages, and these folks do not know what those stages are till they get there. They're all put, the chips are all put in the hat, and they're drawn right there.
The Kentucky Cowtown Rangers out of Sadieville is the only chapter we have so far, but he feels there'll be more chartered soon. He's fired up about demonstrating the sport to audiences at the North American.
You know, there's something about smoke and fire, that bang and that fire rolling out of that gun and that smoke coming, that it draws people's attention.
The North American runs November 9th through the 22nd, the rodeo November 14th through the 16th. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.